This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord according to St. John, the 3rd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world. And the people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Because Novella looked to Jesus and to what Jesus accomplished for her on the cross, crosses were to her special reminders of how the cross did not hold Jesus down, yet it raised us up. Novella saw crosses absolutely everywhere. And in fact, Novella has occupied many rooms in her lifetime where she looked for crosses. She saw them in hospital rooms, rehab rooms, family rooms, Sunday school rooms, rooms filled with risks requiring her to be brave, and rooms filled with family, life, love, laughter, games, and joy. Sometimes entering a room, though, means that we must leave others behind in another room. Of such moments, author Anne Lamott says, you will lose someone you can't live without, and your heart will be badly broken. And the bad news is that you never completely get over the loss of your beloved. But this is also the good news. They will live forever in your broken heart that doesn't seal back up. And if you come through, it's like having a broken leg that never heals perfectly. It still hurts when the weather gets cold, but you learn to dance with the limp. This is how it goes with grief, and this is also how it goes with love. Novella has taken her room in the Father's house. That's the brave move of someone who trusts Jesus when Jesus says, everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. That's the brave move of one who trusts Jesus when Jesus says, all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. Novella has entered God's room of life, healing, light, and love. Of hope, mercy, and forgiveness, of beauty and generosity, and of laughter and joy. Novella truly is a living example of Frank Sinatra's song, The Best Is Yet to Come. And in saying this, I mean to say that she was always looking for the many ways that God reaches out to us. The many ways that loved ones show us that they're not gone from us, just gone from our sight. The many reminders that come our way to sing to us, the best is yet to come. You may find it hard to embrace, but Novella's love, life, and presence are as real today as before she died. I realize it doesn't look that way, and it surely doesn't feel that way. Grief and tears say it's not true, but it is. It is gospel truth. Novella's life, love, and presence are different today, but just as real. This means that now we must learn to listen, see, and speak differently. It means we must listen with the ears of our heart. We must listen for her voice when it seems that silence is all that we hear. We must trust that her voice has never grown quiet. In a moment, we will pray that although Novella has taken a new room from the room we now occupy, that we continue to share with Novella the fellowship of the redeemed. To live into that shared fellowship, we must be willing to see more than we think is there. We must be willing to let ourselves be surprised. We must look for Novella's presence in new and different ways. We must keep the eyes of our heart open. Never stop telling Novella Wendlingel stories. Those stories are not simply words, for they create shared presence. As you tell Novella stories, speak not so much with your lips, but with your hearts. For these stories form the never-ending story of Novella's life in Christ Jesus. After all, her name does mean little story, right? Novella has entered a room where one day we shall be. And Pastor Luther Beecher tells us our entering that room looks like this. I am standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sails to the moving breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She's an object of beauty and strength. I stand and watch her until at length she hangs like a speck of white cloud, just where the sea and sky come to mingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, "There she's gone. There, Novella, is gone." Gone where? Gone from my sight. That is all. She is just as large in mast, hull, and spar as she was when she left my side, and she's just as able to bear her load of living freight to her destined port. Her diminished size is in me, not in her. And just at the moment when someone says, "There she is gone," there Novella is gone. Other eyes are watching her coming. Other voices are ready to take up the glad shout, "Here she comes! Here she comes! Here Novella comes!" And that is dying. Life has changed, not ended. Novella has changed, not ended. Novella has simply entered another room. On account of our Lord Jesus Christ, her story goes on and on and on. That's why on this day we grieve, but not as a people without hope, but as a people simply learning a new way to dance, a different way to dance. Amen.